We're going to take you now inside of one of the busiest emergency rooms in the United States, the Los Angeles County USC Medical Center, commonly known as LA County Hospital.
Hold on, hold CPR, hold CPR. He's gonna cut it. Does he have a pulse?
They'll see the worst of the worst when it comes to human trauma, car wrecks, gunshot wounds, and they have to race the clock to save victims from otherwise certain death. The place is the subject of a new documentary called Code Black. Ryan McGarry directed the film. He's an ER doc himself and trained at County Hospital. He vividly remembers the first time he visited the ER there.
I couldn't believe the amount of volume and the amount of perceived chaos.
Is it in? Is the tube?
Yeah, it's in. Call RT.
Okay, this isn't very good. What happened?
And yet, underneath that chaos was a very well-functioning machine of resuscitation, both for critical illness as well as trauma.
We are going to care of you, okay? Just relax a little bit, okay?
This hurt here on your leg?
When McGarry started filming, the hospital was in a facility built in the 1930s, and at the center of the emergency room was a tiny and chaotic area reserved for the most critical patients. It was called C Booth. As one doctor says in the film, more people have died in that small square footage than anywhere else in the country. But more people have also been saved there than anywhere else. McGarry explained what made C Booth so legendary.
LA County Hospital is one of the first places that emergency medicine was formed as a specialty. And it's important to recognize that emergency medicine, as is 911, are actually fairly young. I mean, these are 1960s, 1970s developments in this country. And so this is where it's thought the specialty was born. And C Booth, which it's been lost to history, but we think that means either critical booth or cardiac booth, is kind of where the sickest patients would come. And as a training physician, it's where you would oversee up to six or seven or even more of these critically ill patients.
And the types of cases that you're seeing at County Hospital, aside from like the trauma cases, there's a type of patient that comes there because you don't turn anyone away.
That's right. So even post-Obamacare, we're seeing throughout the country emergency room visits go up. And that might be counterintuitive, but what we're finding is that, yes, more people have access, more people are getting insurance cards, but those cards aren't always premium. And we're already in a system where a lot of specialists won't take a sub-premium insurance card because you're not seen as profitable enough. So many people end up coming to public hospital emergency departments just to see an orthopedist or endocrinologist or someone who won't take their probably decent insurance, but it's not good enough.
Now, you are there to film a major shift. LA County Hospital underwent a renovation in 2008, and they moved to a new earthquake-resistant building. You wouldn't think it would be so dramatic a change because they're basically moving almost across the street to a new facility. It's the same people, but things change dramatically. Can you explain what happened?
They moved from a historic landmark building to what's probably one of the most impressive, technologically laden medical facilities in the country. It was a $1 billion structure, and it's packed with absolutely incredible features. But what was lost along the way is not so much a reflection of the LA County's decision to move from one building to another, but really a perfect encapsulation of what modern healthcare has become. And it's kind of become depersonalized as a result of a lot of well-intentioned features, whether that be safety regulations or privacy regulations or even a lot of technology. I mean, think about it. The last time you went to the physician or even a nurse practitioner's office, probably a computer and a screen and a lot of charting, right, was probably the mainstay of that experience.
I just had a patient with the simplest of complaints. It took me about 2 minutes to see her. And what turns into a very simple complaint, there's just tons of things to have to do in terms of documentation. And basically, it took me four times as long to document as it took for me to talk to her and do the exam at the same time.
That didn't happen at the old place because it was just so open and intimate.
You yourself say this is well-intentioned stuff. It's about trying to protect the patient in different ways. Do you see any way through to like make a balance here?
I think the major responsibility here is actually on the physicians. I think that we have to speak up, and probably most docs feel like we have lost control over this, or at least our voice. You know, oftentimes we're the most invested in the patient care, right? I'm $300,000 in debt. I lost every weekend of my 20s to becoming a physician, and yet I'm the last one who decides what that patient-doctor experience is going to be like. That's now decided by everyone from politicians, insurance companies, to people who got their MBAs online or something, and I've invested so much into this idea have the patient-doctor experience, and yet I'm the last one to really get to say how that experience is going to go. So really, I think the answer is docs have to speak up. And I think partly that's what Code Black was for me personally, was a chance to say, okay, this is a state of affairs, and I don't think that we feel like it's acceptable.
That was Ryan McGarry. He's an ER doctor and the director of the new documentary, Code Black.